AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. NATO defense ministers are set Thursday to approve purchasing targets for stocking up on weapons and military equipment to better defend Europe, the Arctic, and the North Atlantic. It's part of a U.S. push to ramp up security spending. Each nation's plan is classified, so details are scarce. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on a Russian drone attack on Ukraine.
At least five people, including a one-year-old child, were killed in a Russian drone strike on the northern Ukrainian city of Priluki overnight, according to regional officials. The local governor said six Shahed-type drones struck the residential areas of Priluki early Thursday morning, causing severe damage to residential buildings. Hours later, over a dozen people were wounded in a Russian drone strike on the eastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv, according to the regional head. Ukraine's Black Sea-Odessa region was also attacked by drones overnight, as state emergency footage showed firefighters attempting to put out a blaze in a local residential building. The attack came just hours after Donald Trump spoke by phone with Russian President Vladimir Putin. According to Trump, Putin said very strongly that Russia will retaliate for Ukraine's weekend stunning drone attacks on Russian military airfields. I'm Karen Shamas.
President Trump announced the citizens of 12 countries will be banned from visiting the U.S. beginning on Monday. This includes Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. During his first term, Trump had enacted a similar policy. At least 11 people are dead and more than 30 people are injured after a stampede on Wednesday as crowds tried to enter a cricket stadium in India. Authorities say tens of thousands of cricket fans gathered outside M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru to celebrate the winners of the Indian Premier League. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on testimony in the Shondidi Combs sex trafficking and racketeering trial.
A designer testified Wednesday that she was so traumatized after Shondidi Combs held her over a 17th-floor balcony, it gave her night terrors. Brianna Bungolan, who goes by Banna, is a friend of Combs' former girlfriend Cassie, who previously testified about the incident. Banna told the jury it took place in 2016 at Cassie's L.A. apartment. Prosecutors maintained Combs used violence to control people as part of his racketeering and sex trafficking charges, which he denies. The prosecution's next big witness is a woman who alleges Combs abused her and made her participate in prolonged sexual encounters, similar to what Cassie testified to. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News. Have a good morning.